From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry takes part in meetings Tuesday with other members of the International Syria Support Group in Vienna. On Monday, the U.S. and Italy co-chaired an international forum on Libya's call for a lifting of sanctions on arms shipments as a new unity government tries to assert its authority. Fayez Sarraj, the prime minister of the fledgling Government of National Accord, or GNA, said lifting the embargo would support the country's military institutions and the Presidency Council in the fight against Islamic State. He also said the creation of a presidential guard is aimed at protecting the government in public spaces. Kerry said the international community supports the government to acquire weapons and ammunition it needs to fight terrorism.
The arms embargo does allow for the Government of National Accord to request weapons if it needs them specifically to secure the country and to combat Daesh. That is the consideration. We will measure whatever requests there are for their legitimate arms requests with our call to all states to improve the enforcement of the arms embargo itself in order to prevent arms transfers from taking place to people outside of the GNA's authority.
But he said world powers will not talk about troops or boots on the ground in Libya. The first round of talks to win a three-month border dispute between Gambia and Senegal ended without agreement. A border blockade by angry truckers began in February after Gambia imposed a 100-fold increase in fees on truckers entering Gambia from Senegal. It created shortages on both sides of the border. The fees later dropped, but truckers are demanding construction of a bridge to make transit easier. This is VOA News. Leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed Monday to a ceasefire and peaceful settlement of their conflict over the breakaway enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. The Vienna meeting was organized by the Minsk group involving the U.S., Russia, and France. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says Secretary of State Kerry wants to see an end to the fighting.
The fragility of the security situation there is something deep concern to the Secretary, and he wants to explore ways in which we can, you know, ratchet down that tension.
The meeting was the first between Armenia's President Serzh Sarkisyan and Azeri leader Ilham Aliyev since last month's clashes that killed dozens. They agreed to meet again in June. The foreign ministers of Russia and Belarus say their governments will jointly develop a military response to the European deployments of a U.S.-designed missile shield Moscow sees as a threat. The meeting in Minsk comes just days after NATO activated an $800 million missile defense site in southern Romania. Further shield deployments in Poland are expected to be completed by 2020. Nigeria's oil minister says oil production has fallen sharply, nearly 40%, because of militant attacks in the country's south. Emmanuel Kachiku told the lower house of parliament the country's crude oil production declined from 2.2 million barrels a day to 1.4 million. Attacks on oil infrastructure are on the rise in Nigeria's south, where a group calling itself the Niger Delta Avengers has been vandalizing oil facilities. The group is calling for a greater share of oil profits for the region's residents and has vowed to damage the country's economy. Once again, Kenyan police used tear gas and water cannon Monday to break up stone-throwing crowds protesting outside the country's electoral commission in Nairobi, demanding it be scrapped for bias toward the ruling party. It's the third such clash outside the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission in less than a month. The opposition says more protests are being planned. A second federal judge in Mexico Monday approved a U.S. extradition request for drug lord Joaquin Guzman, better known as El Chapo. The request approved Monday is from U.S. federal court in Texas, where Guzman faces drug trafficking, money laundering, and murder charges. Another Mexican judge approved a separate California request last week, where Guzman has been charged with cocaine trafficking. The International Space Station marked a major milestone Monday, 100,000 orbits. The U.S. space agency NASA said since the first space station module was launched 17 years ago, it's 100,000 times around the globe. It is equivalent to 4.6 billion kilometers, or 10 trips from Earth to Mars. 222 astronauts and cosmonauts have lived aboard the space station. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.